You are satisfied, Samohin? Jai. Yes, two drums. Nice karto. Bajahu re mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Dulabha Manava Janama Sat Sange. Araha e bhava sindhure. Now don't stop playing. Keep playing while I talk. Keep the music going. So Bhajahure Mana, the author, is addressing his own mind. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita, from both Krishna and Arjuna, the mind is obstinate, difficult to control, stubborn, and it is the strongest. It's so powerful. If the mind fixes on something, very difficult to control the mind. So the author is saying to his mind, would you please cooperate with me? We should be fixed at the lotus feet of Nanda Nandana. Nanda Nandana can only mean Krishna. Bhajahure Mana, my dear mind, let us be absorbed, concentrated, worshipping, and serving Nanda Nandana. If we do that, my dear mind, we will become fearless, Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Prabhupada's name, Abhay Charanaravinda. That was his initiation name. Abhay Charanaravinda. Fearless at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Then, Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange. Human life is very rarely gotten. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Only 400,000 are human. 8 million lower forms. So it is a great benediction to get the human form. What's the main priority? Sat Sange, like you said, in your dream, right? The most valuable or priority thing in the human form of life is to associate with devotees. Stay in the association of religious or devotees. Taraha e bhava sindhure. If you do that, fix your mind on Krishna in the association of devotees, you will cross over the ocean of material existence. It's the same thing that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, my material energy is insurmountable, but if you surrender to me, mayam etam taranti. This word is taroho. Krishna's word is taranti. You will cross over. There's no other option. Krishna says, mama maya, duratyaya. My material energy, too difficult independently to surpass. But if you surrender, then you can easily cross over it. The way to surrender in the age of Kali is so simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Chita Agava, Agavani Jana. Chita Agava, Agavani Jana. Edina Jamini, Jagide. Edina Jamini, Jagide. Bipale Sevenu, Rivanadura Jana. Bipale Sevenu, Rivanadura Jana. Chapala Sukalava, Lagide. Chapala Sukalava, Lagide. Keep going, don't stop. You're my background. I need this. The next verse, the author of the song explains what it's like to live in the material world. In the material world, you have to suffer dualities. Right now, it's very hot, isn't it? But in the month, 2 months, it's going to get very cold here, doesn't it? So, in some places, it gets too much rain. Some places, they get too much heat. Some places, the sun is there 6 months. And some 6 months dark. So this material world is a world of duality. And we learn from Bhagavad Gita, the only thing you can do is tolerate. You can try to make an adjustment. We have the fan. The fan is helping, but we're still hot. So Krishna said, you best tolerate. Now, the author of the song is saying, to make it in this material world, invariably, you have to work or serve wicked and miserly persons. Those of you who work a job, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to serve wicked, sometimes your wicked, miserly people cheat you. Some of you have had experience. You got cheated. So the author is saying, why does this happen? Chapala Sukha. Because we're running after flickering happiness. Material sense gratification is flickering. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains there's happiness in the mode of goodness, passion, in ignorance. But whatever one you choose, it's limited and temporary. So it's flickering. It does not stay. Chapala Sukha Labal. That is why we are tolerating and have to undergo so much misery in this material world. Why? The only reason we're here is because we want to enjoy sense gratification. As soon as you become free from sense gratification, you're liberated. So, the nature of this world is, you go for sense gratification, then it's going to be limited. And you'll have to tolerate the dualities, and you'll have to deal with nasty people. Edana yovana, utra parijana, ite kiyache para, chichire. Edana yovana, utra parijana, ite kiyache para, chichire. Kamala dala jala, jivana jala mala. Kamala dala jala, jivana jala mala. Bajahu hari pada, nichire. Bajahu hari pada, nichire. Just like a few days ago, Rakesh and Levine both said what I said in the previous verse, that You want to get out of this mire, right? Didn't you both say that at some point, as soon as possible, you want to give up this business and simply do devotional, yes? That's why. Because you have practical experience of dealing with wicked and miserly people, don't you? You meet them every day, don't you? Right? And you're tired of having to get this flickering. You want something better. Now, in this third verse, the author talks about the fallible soldiers. Shukadeva Goswami, in the very beginning, preaching to Maharaj Parikshit, explained to him the fallible soldiers. The fallible soldiers are those things in the material world which we think will give us protection, which we think will save us, such as bank balance. We think, if I have a big bank balance, I'm good. Or, I must have my family secure. I must have belong to the most powerful nation. I must have some people think, I'm young, I'm strong, but for how long will you be young and strong? So, they're placing their faith in things which will ultimately fail, because there's a thing called death, and it comes to everyone. As we say, coming to a theater near you. I have been to 4 funerals in the past 2 months. So either some relative, some friend, your own. So your fallible soldiers, your big bank balance, you all had experience recently that one family is very wealthy, but the money could not save the daughter, correct? They were willing to pay whatever amount, but that money was a fallible soldier. Am I right or wrong? So there is no shelter, no safety, no security in this material world other than Bhajahu Haripad, the lotus feet of Hari. Everyone say, Hari!
Hari!
That is your real safety and security. The lotus feet of Hari. That is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, you should simply surrender to me. I will protect you. I will deliver you. I will save you. So that's a very important lesson. The real safety, the real shelter is Haripad, the lotus feet of Hari. Ravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare. Ravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare. Pujana Zaki Janatma Nivedana Pujana Zaki Jana Mani Vedana. So the author is saying there are 9 ways to take shelter of Haripad. There are 9 ways to do bhakti. You're doing the first one. You are hearing about spiritual subject matter. This is the beginning, and without this you can't go to the other ones. So if ever you come to the stage where you don't know what to do next, you want to immediately engage in hearing. Just like, I'll give the example of Sanam. Sanam listens to every lecture I do. She is on my list, and she gets every lecture, and every day she's listening. So therefore, she is connected through hearing. So every day you should be hearing something about spiritual life every day. Besides television, you should be hearing some transcendental sound vibration. When you have heard, then you chant. That is the next item. Hearing and chanting, hearing and chanting, hearing and chanting. Then you come to remembering, the stage of remembering. We worship the Murti, the deity. We offer prayers. We ultimately surrender and become Krishna's friend. 9 items, but it all begins with this hearing and chanting. Those are the fundamental building blocks. In this way, the author is saying, Abhilash, this is my desire. I want to be engaged in 1, 2, 3, up to 9. You can do all 9. Maharaj Ambarish, he did all 9. But even if you just do 1, Maharaj Pariksit just heard, he got delivered. But always do hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hold on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I'll give you an option. Give me a burning question, or else I talk what I want to talk. I leave it up to you. Does anybody have a burning question? No, she is. I have answered all her questions. All right, then it's my turn. Hari Bol. So, let's create a nice atmosphere. Let me take out my tambura player. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please, while I get this in order. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Keep going. Keep going. Now, is it possible to kill this light? Top one?
No, down one.
Down one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I was having a hard time tolerating that one. All right. I want everyone to raise their hands and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bolo.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Thank you very much. I have my tambora, so I'm creating my spiritual, and thank you for playing the instruments for my Bhajahure. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. And those who are coming, please come to the front. We have immediate seating in the front. Because my policy is, those who come first should get the best seats. And those who come later, you get what you get. Because I know some people say, tell everybody to move up. No. You move up. That's how I do things. Okay. So, let me remember my spiritual master. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarani. And let me remember my Ishtadev, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Jivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda. And then those who know me know that every time I speak, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarar Iva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harinama, Harinama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gachiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, I would like to go into Samadhi. Would you allow me to go into Samadhi? I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to remember a katha from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This katha is meant to give us great faith. Lord Chaitanya once instructed the difference between a neophyte and a intermediate and advanced devotee is the degree of faith. And where do you get faith? You get faith from somebody who already has it. You can't go to the store and buy it. You get it from someone who you get it from. You become infected with their faith. For me, it was Srila Prabhupada. And as you associate, like the song that we sang, Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange, association with devotees is how your faith becomes strengthened. And if you lose your faith, now you know how to get it back. Associate with good devotees. A good devotee who's somebody who walks the walk and talks the talk. Somebody who is actually practicing. That's the person you want to associate with and get faith. When you have strong faith, now you can proceed. So here's a nice story which will hopefully give you some faith and inspiration. All of my preaching always comes to the same conclusion. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. So now you know you don't need to listen to any more lectures from me. Because I'm only teaching one thing. I am only teaching whatever you do, whatever you say, whoever you are, do you come to the conclusion of chanting the holy name of God? That's all I want to know. If you are chanting the holy name of God, my business is done. Everyone chant one time for me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Just like when Levine sends my good friend Ranchor G. Roshan out for selling, all he cares about is one thing. Did you sell? Did you collect? Yes or no? Right? That you have to. It's a business. We're not here to make friends. We're here to sell. Yes? Right? You bring him the check? Very good. So, I am also a salesman. All I'm selling, I want everyone, are you chanting? There are only two kinds of people in this world, chanters and ranters. If you're not chanting, then you are ranting. So, now, the story. Enough side stuff. I got you laughing a little bit. That's I have to do. Okay. So, in the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, at the end of the fifth canto, describes hell. Yes. Hell is described in one chapter in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami gives you a guided tour. How to go? And what are the various options? 28 different hells you can go. All you have to do is be sinful. All you have to do is be atheist. All you have to do is be a big, big demon. Hey, your seat is your ticket, your visa. No problem. They'll come and get you, as the story will relate. So after Maharaj Parikshit heard all about hell, Maharaj Parikshit was very concerned. Wow, based on what you said, many people are going to go to hell. So Shukadeva Goswami said, okay, let me tell you something about one incident. There was a Brahmana. His name was Ajamila. He came from a very good family. He had a good Brahmin wife. So, one day, he was sent to collect wood for the fire yajna, the homa. Do you use that word homa here? Do you use that word? Homa?
Homa.
No? What do you use?
Yajna.
Yajna. Okay. In the States, many Hindus, they use this word homa. Ah, thank you. Thank you. So, while collecting the wood, he saw a woman. And this woman was a prostitute. So this incident took place millions of years ago. There were prostitutes then. You were telling me how you have so many here. Not that you know personally, but you said it's very common. There are many prostitutes here, right? Yeah. So they had them back then, millions of years ago. Because this incident took place in a place in India called Kanauj, Kanyakubja. I don't know exactly where in India that is. So, there was this man, and he was carrying on with the prostitute in public. So, Ajamil, when he saw this going on, it all of a sudden awoke dormant lusty desires in his heart. Now he's a Brahmana, he has knowledge, and so he was trying to remember, okay, this is not good, and I have to, but he couldn't help, he couldn't turn away. His eyes got attracted to seeing the prostitute with the man, and he couldn't get it out of his mind. So even when he went back home, all he could think about was the prostitute. Even though he had knowledge, still he couldn't get that out of his mind. So what did he do? Somehow or other, he left his religious Brahmin wife and took up habitation with the prostitute. And because living with the prostitute is very degrading, he then became more and more degrading. He became, first of all, he gave up his relationship with his wife. That is big sin. Huge sin. Very sinful. So that alone. But now, because he's eating her food, right? So he's eating polluted food. What you eat affects your consciousness. That brings me to another point. Keep that in mind. What you eat is going to affect your heart and your mind. That answers a lot of questions. The science is, you are what you eat. If you eat impure things, your mind will become impure. If you eat contaminated things, your heart and consciousness and mind will become contaminated. It's a science. Why do you think the politicians are all crooked? Because all these all over the world, they're eating meat, drinking wine. So what kind of brain they have? Polluted, degraded. And you wonder why the laws all over the world are crazy laws. I know in America, every day they come up with some new crazy law. Because these laws are being made by people whose hearts and minds are filthy. So Ajamil, and then one thing happens after another. There's a snowball effect. To maintain the prostitute, he took to thieving, gambling. Gambling is very sinful. Stay away from gambling. You can lose everything through gambling. You can lose your business, your wealth, your family. Stay away from gambling. Ajamil became a murderer. He became so degraded, all because of attachment to prostitute. So, Ajamil had 10 sons with this prostitute. And the youngest son, which he had at a very old age, for some reason, he named that son Narayan. Everybody say,
Narayan.
Now that was a very important point. We'll come to that later. Don't touch that dial. Ajamil now is in his old age. He's lying on his bed. All of a sudden, he sees four ghastly looking persons, and they're coming for him. And Ajamil is freaking out. He doesn't like what he sees. Out of attachment for his son, he calls out, Narayan! But that, he was calling who? His son. The real Narayan in Vaikuntha heard. Narayan said, He sent his messengers, go down and protect this man. These four Yamadutas, they were the messengers of death. They were going to snatch the soul of Ajamil, covered by his mind and intellect, the subtle body. That's what happens at death. Your subtle body leaves this body, you go into another one. The subtle body covers the soul. Just like you're wearing a shirt, but under your clothes you have undergarments. So the mind, intelligence, ego are undergarments covering the soul. And that is taken to your next body. So you have had your mind for millions of lifetimes. Your mind, intelligence, and ego has been with you a long time. And depending, right, if you wear your undergarments 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, right? So if your heart and mind is not clean, you got a stinky heart. You got a stinky mind. So the Yamadutas were coming to snatch out of the body and bring him to Yamaraj for judgment. But as they were doing it, the order carriers of Narayan came and told them, stop! Now this was the first time this had ever happened. The Yamadutas have done this billions of times. This was the only time somebody said stop. Hey man, they had the whole rap sheet. They knew everything that Ajamil, the Vishnu Dutas, said, the servants of Narayan said, you cannot take this man. He is not going to hell. The Yamaduta said, wait a second. He did this, he did this. They had the whole list. But the Vishnu Dutas said, no, he's pure. Don't worry. So they had a discussion. The Yamadutas knew what is the standard. But the Vishnudutas explained, first of all, at the time of death, he uttered the name of God. Now, you are correct. Ajamil was very sinful. But even though he was indicating who was he calling to? His son. He did say the name. That was sufficient for him to be saved from going to hell. Why? Because it is the absolute nature of the name of God. The name of God is God. The name Narayana. Everyone say,
Narayana.
That is non-different than the person, Narayana. This is the absolute nature. This is the whole basis of why we are called Hare Krishna people. This is the scientific basis. What I practice, what I preach, is that simply by chanting the name of God, everything will come about. Simply by chanting the name of God. That's why we chant it all day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Vishnuduta said that he uttered the four syllables, Narayana. Now you cannot take him to your Yamaraj. We will take him. So the Yamadutas were for the first time defeated. They went back to their master Yamaraj, who was very happy that they had met the Vishnudutas and had heard about Narayan. And the Yamadutas said, Lord, we thought you were supreme. We thought that there was nobody above you. But these four persons told us about somebody named Narayan. What's going on? We would, it's just like in your company, somebody is dealing with the boss. Then one day the boss says, no, I'm not the boss, somebody else is. What? Right? So, Yamaraj told his servants, well, actually I'm not the boss. Actually I'm not supreme. There's somebody above me. That is the name that these four people told you about, Narayan. And then Yamaraj told his servants, don't take to hell devotees, those who chant the name of God, those who have the markings of a Vaishnava, those who wear the Tulsi necklace. Yamaraj told his servants, bring me those people who never chant the name of God, who never worship the Supreme Lord. Bring me those people who never bow down to a devotee. You bring me those rascals. Now, the question is, if it wasn't for the fact that Ajamil named his last son Narayan, he would have gone to hell, no doubt. So the question is, how was it that he named that tenth? Because he had been sinful. The tenth son was the youngest. He had that son when he was old. So it doesn't make sense. Here's the point. Before he was with the prostitute, he was a good Brahmin. And he must have done some kind of bhakti, something. And because of that, the Lord somehow or other inspired him in the heart to name that last son. What was the name? I don't hear you. So what does that teach you? That teaches you a very important verse from Bhagavad Gita. Nehavi krama nashosti pratyabhayo na vidyate. A little bit of bhakti goes a long way. So even you may be thinking, I can't do bhakti. Yes, you can. Even you do poquito, 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 it'll have a big effect, as this verse in Bhagavad. It can save you from the greatest danger. He was going to hell. I don't think there's any greater danger than that. And he had done a little bit. Prabhupada used to tell us, I'm giving you new name. So even you cannot think of Krishna at the time of death, if you can think of your own name, that can deliver you. Because all these names are names in relation to God. Now, what happened to Ajamil? After the whole incident, the Vishnu Dutas disappeared. So there he is. But the incident woke him up. He saw, whoa, I almost went to hell here. And these four people just saved me. So Ajamil went to Haridwar. Where is Haridwar?
North India.
North India. How many have gone? Okay, so you know, I've never been. So Haridwar is Dham, right? It's a holy place. Haridwar, the door of Hari. Ajamil went to Haridwar and associated with devotees and began to practice bhakti very seriously. Then, after some time, those four Vishnu Dutas came. Come with us. We're taking you back home, back to Godhead. One reason why I'm telling this story is because at the end of January, I thought I was going to die. And although the Vishnu Dutas or Yama Dutas didn't come, don't get me wrong. Still, after 2-3 weeks, when I was back in order, and now that I'm here in Santiago, my health is pucka, 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 and I don't want to leave, but my wife is calling me. Anyway, now I'm thinking, wow, I could have died. So, there's only so much time left. I'm 62. Will I live to be 65? Will I live to be 63? How much time do I have left? There's no guarantee. So therefore, I'm thinking a couple of things. It's time for me to get serious. And as a consequence of the incident, I am feeling that I should appreciate what God has given me. There are two kinds of people. The glass is half empty, the glass is half full. One's positive, one's negative. So I'm thinking, you know what? I should be very grateful and appreciative for what Krishna has given me. Not spend the rest of my life simply lamenting, why this, why that, why, no. Stop lamenting. Shudras lament. Arjuna was acting like a Shudra in Bhagavad Gita, lamenting. That's why Krishna in chapter 2 repeatedly says, Natvam Sochitam Arhasi. Arjuna, you don't deserve this lamenting. So, no more lamentation. Appreciate. And when I come to Santiago, I have much to appreciate. I get excellent food in Santiago. Excellent gourmet prasad. Better than what I get anywhere else. And I get the association of nice, simple-hearted, enthusiastic devotees, both Hindu and Chileno. So all day long, I am in good, good association. I should appreciate this. Not take it. Appreciation means don't take things for granted. Levine and Roshan and Rakesh, Sakshi, Sanam, they're getting on my case. Stop saying thank you all the time. But I have to say, if I don't appreciate, then I have to appreciate. So I want to thank not just Magnanis, but all of you, thank you for giving me, this is for me ecstasy. To come to Santiago and preach, this is ecstasy. There's so much ecstasy, I can't sleep at night. I wake up every 2 hours. There's too much ecstasy. So I want to thank you for giving me. Because I said last night, and it's true, I don't get this kind of deal anywhere else. You spoil me rotten. I thank you. So, would you like a blessing? All right. Let's do a blessing. Everyone fold your hands. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless these devotees. May they never see the Yamadutas even in dream. May they always be protected by your lotus feet. and may they seriously and sincerely appreciate that your holy name alone is everything. May they fully absorb that and accept that your holy name alone is everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So,